Good morning, Dale.
Well, it's not time to turn out the lights just yet on the Luke Bryan tour.
Yeah, he has extended it next year. He has opener Brett Eldridge. It kicks off in February, and all the dates are at lukebryan.com.
And I looked, and the closest to Kansas City is going to be February 18th. He'll be in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Okay. Yeah, it's a small tour, but you never know. He could add some more dates.
And it's all over the map. I mean, they go from Arkansas to South Carolina to Florida to New York to New Hampshire.
Yeah, it is kind of strange. I agree. The brothers Osborne were performing in Boise last night when chunks of the ceiling started falling, thankfully missing them. They had an encore plan but weren't able to do it and said they'd be back. Chris Young went to college at Middle Tennessee State, and now he's created a yearly scholarship for students interested in the recording industry. In the past, he's also donated some of his touring equipment to the school. Eric Church's favorite Christmas gift growing up was Shel Silverstein's book, The Giving Tree. Eric says it's a great life lesson about sacrifice, and as a kid, I read it every night. Shel was kooky and nuts, but brilliant nuts, truly a savant.
Well, you know, this may be scary for me to say, but my favorite Christmas present as a child was electric football. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh my gosh. It was like this metal field and you had these plastic players and, you know, you turned it on and went and all the players went in different directions, but it was so cool.
How fun. I wonder if you could find that at a thrift store.
That, oh, thanks a lot. At least you didn't say antique store.
That's close. Finally, tonight on The Voice, Jennifer Nettles and Dolly Parton perform. I also know last night fire crews worked hard to protect Dolly's theme park, Dollywood, as wildfires threaten the property. I'm Nashville Cat with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm back tomorrow with more news and Dish on 94.1 KFKF.
I don't know. My other favorite toy from Christmas was a magic 8-ball, and I just turned it upside down and it said maybe.
Yeah.